Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of the Apex Show. I hope you're doing great as always, and I'm back here today after about a week of a bit of a gap that occurred. And in this episode, I was pretty much uploading every single week, every single day, excuse me. And yeah, for some reason, something just told me that I should get back here and get my ass back to work and just record another episode for you. So that's the reason why I'm here. Majestic. Awesome. The last 2 weeks were kind of busy for me. I've been traveling to the US, where I've spent like 4 days. Thereafter, I just took a flight back home. Accidentally got or fallen sick, so couldn't move for about 2 days. And thereafter, this week happened. Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's the middle of April. I don't really feel like it's summer outside, but that's outside of the topic or the scope of the topic that we should be covering today. And the main topic should be just, I would say, like, consolidation of many things that I've really came up to understand in the last 2 weeks. Some of these findings were kind of like really profound from a certain point of view. I'll just try to be as honest, open here as I can, because I've even come to a realization that I don't really care much about many things that many people care about. And just retrospectively looking back at my last 6 years, I've kind of like it took me a certain amount of time just to understand that I'm literally not interested by 95% of the things out there. And there are different purposes for this. So, like, essentially, like, let's say a big part of everything here is just seeking pleasure. And a big chunk of me is even, like, if you're really trying to redefine yourself and trying to work on a business, which is essentially, like, you're trying to create ideas, you're facing your fears, you're feeling like crap most of the days because you're doing something you're, like, you're pushing the limits. You're, so to say, like, just revving the engine to the red numbers. You have to stay consistent, even if you don't want to work. You just have to put the work in. Consistency. You have to, get in contact with new people. Regardless, no one cares whether you like to speak to other people, whether you don't like to speak to other people. You just literally have to get your ass there and do the work that you're supposed to, or like step up for a certain point of view. So yeah, that's about it. And just circling back to the topic of pleasures, if you just look at it instinctively, like, most people out there are literally just like, people are either escaping pain or seeking pleasure, and the seeking of pleasure really screws up most of the people out there. Like, literally, like, they're seeking alternative states of mind, seeking alcohol, just escaping from reality. That's the first part that many people face. Then, like, some of them are just literally seeking pleasures of food. And, like, just be very open with you, I just literally, like, even the area of food, I don't really care about that much about what I eat. Sometimes it really screws me up. For example, today I literally just drank 2 bottles of water, of milk, and like 400 grams of protein powder because I was too lazy to go to the shop and just eat anything I had here. All the shops are closed on Sunday here in Austria, so I was like, okay, literally just let's just work and deal with what we've got. And also a caveat on that, I pretty much barely order stuff online from, like, delivery stuff, because from a bodybuilding standpoint, rarely they deliver something that would be outstanding in terms of, I don't really care about taste, in terms of macros. I literally feel like I'm feeding a machine, and I have no emotions about that. And, like, this is another, like really kind of big part of about everything, is just literally I just feel so freaking unemotional about most of the stuff that's happening out there. I'm not sure why. Like it's like, I've kind of, like, explored a lot of stuff, done a lot of things that I've wanted to do for a very long period of time, such as going to the 10x conference, just to give you greater scope of things. Like, literally, I've been like 15, 16 years old, always dreaming about like doing something greater, or at least like aspiring to do something greater. Grant Cardone was one of the heroes that I looked up to, and just going to the conference, I feel happy that I've been there. Seen Arnold Schwarzenegger get on the stage, Mike Tyson, and a lot of other billionaires and stuff. And at the end of the day, like, the biggest even takeaway for me, I didn't really go into network there, because in the industry I'm working in, and even the priorities that I have on a day-to-day basis, where I'm just like literally busting my ass off 16 hours a day, I don't consider networking right now to be the most crucial and significant next step. And the biggest part that I realized was that, like, you just have so much already in your life that you don't really perceive, and the entire world is trying to convince you that you're not enough already. And it's from a certain point of view just trying to push you to always seek something more. And there are two points of view that I have on this problematic, or I'm not sure how you want to call it. Like, the first one is that from a certain point of view, like, that's freaking great. Like even for me, like, looking at next years and whatever would be happening, I literally just want to be solving problems, because now I hit 2,500 hours in the bank since the November, since the 5th of November. It's 6 months already, I guess. 5 months, I'm not really sure about that. And like, you can just literally feel the momentum building up. It's like just literally crazy. You can't escape it. It's just something that builds up on each other. Really interesting, just an observation that you're slowly starting to build up these habits, but these habits are only worthy if you just don't break the progress, the loop, so to say. That's even the reason why I just literally told myself, like, I freaking have to do this podcast, because I didn't record a podcast for like 2 weeks since I've been just all over the place and doing a lot of stuff. So yeah, I just don't want to seek pleasure. I just literally am not interested in 95% of all the stuff that's going out there. Like, if you just, and even like I literally treat my entire life, or started to look at all the things from a very great perspective, that in the great scope of things, I might have like 50 years, 50 summers, 50 winters on this planet, if everything goes right. I mean, that's even a different kind of show. I'm not sure if I want to go in that way, but literally, there's no, I'm not sure if I want to really make it this dark. There's no reason why you should fear death. Like, why the heck would you feel something that will happen anyway? It's like just literally, there's certain things that will happen in your life, and it's just about the approach that you decide to take or make. Yeah, so I just screwed this. In terms of like food, I literally eat the same thing every single day. Sometimes I get screwed because I eat too much. Right now I'm bulking. I'm just like eating so freaking much. I'm kind of struggling with my, I'm just being very honest, with my routine, since I'm going to sleep like 2 a.m. And then when I wake up, it takes me like 4 hours just to wake up mentally. I need to drink like 2 Monster energy drinks or like 2 coffees, and then I'm just like literally staring in the ceiling and collecting my energy just to get to work. And then once I get to work, I just can't stop working and everything is going fine. And at 2 a.m. I'm still like just full of freaking energy and just can do whatever the heck I want. But yeah, like, you only want things that you don't have. I that's just such a, like, if you were just like trying to sell yourself the things that you already have, like, you would be like, holy crap, like, that's the best fucking thing you can have. And yeah, just like, that's even the reason why I started like just cutting so many things from my life and just trying to reach the point of absolute simplicity. Sometimes I fuck up. Like, literally, I bought a new iPhone like a month ago because I tried to be more productive, but I never even used it. I literally have a new iPhone sitting my desk. I never even use it. Jesus. I mean, I'll definitely be able to just give you more spin on this once I go a bit further. As far as it goes, the most pleasure I get from just working on the goals and just sticking to the mission and just literally seeing the progress every single day, even in terms of like the physique, I get a lot of pressure from like the person who I am in terms of like my physique. I won't lie about that. It just like, it feels great to be great, to look great. Not in terms of the clothes that you have, but like literally how you feel and like just being freaking jacked. And I've never taken steroids. None of that. Never in my life have I experimented with that. I'm treating fitness just for fun. I'm not lifting heavy except bench anymore. My weights aren't that strong as they once been, but I just like literally feel great and just I'm doing it for fun. So yeah, that's the one thing. Then eliminating all the stuff that I don't really need, want, and just like many. I mean, there are multiple sources that I can. Like, just so that you know, not all of the stuff that's coming through me is coming from me. I'm pretty privileged to have kind of like great mentors and stuff. So, eliminating a lot of clutter, because I feel like a lot of people's lives, like, there's just a lot of clutter, a lot of unnecessary speaking, fizzling, sorting out problems that are not even problems, and the guy just literally want to create like, okay, pristine chapel, whereas there's going to be serenity and nothing else. And even like, that's the thing, like, okay, great. If I just should stay the thing that would make me, I just literally either like to work or kind of like be in a very close group. We'd be with a very close group of friends and like our family and just like literally be alone. Very interesting, just observe that. Cool. One additional finding that's been really extremely, extremely transformational for my journey, in terms of better understanding even myself, is that understanding these things that I'm going to be stating are not coming from me directly. It's something that I've came to realize upon listening to a few videotapes and just studying quite a lot of marketing materials. I might be able to share the materials later, but like in terms of like where it came from, but I'll just jump straight to the point, is that like you have three different types of, or maybe how to restate that. Like in marketing, you have three different types of mental states where people can be. They can be either feeling worthless, so that they feel that they don't have any worth. Then they are helpless, meaning that they just are searching for help. And then there's hopeless, like people literally don't have any hope. And the worthless people, I'm just gonna put a more focus here, is that like there are certain brands out there that are just, so to say, reflecting that if you their entire marketing is based on the premise that if they say or if they tell you that you don't have certain, like let's say Rolex brand of watches, you don't have this, you don't have that, that you are not worthy in the society. And then like, okay, what this comes to, or where it literally just comes back to, is that, okay, like, there's from an evolutionary aspect, it's a lot of things are based in just searching for mates and stuff. And just connecting these two findings together is just like, okay, literally people, or like young guys, I'm just going to summarize it for guys because I guess I know way better how we feel, attract to buy all the crap just to impress either other guys and increase their status in comparison with other guys, just to attract girls. Big caveat here, a lot of times the girls, like okay, if you, I would say like it's great just to have a specific vision about what you're essentially even aiming for, for the perspective where I'm actually going to, like these types of women, and I never, like, literally had anything to say with them, and like there are many girls that I'm writing to my DMs all the freaking time. Like they and I'm just like freaking not interested, because like for me, I literally like don't care about many things. It's just about like kind of like defining about what you're essentially aiming for. And for me, just kind of like sitting and like just being surrounded by people who I really want to be surrounded by, and working on things that are really important to me, and kind of doing this for a longer period of time is way more important than trying to impress someone. Just kind of like trying to simplify everything. I mean, like these are just kind of like a few thoughts here and there that I have. What else is there that I would like to share with you? That's a great call. Great thought. It's just about 77 days, I believe, 77 or 76, until I'm officially done with school. I finished a bunch of stuff very fast in the last few days. I mean, it's still a bit like, you feel that, okay, if you look at a person, he feels that he has everything sorted out. But in reality, if you just look at the back end and like literally how many things are going wrong, bad, how many internal struggles the person is going through, it doesn't look that perfect anymore. So yeah, maybe just like, okay, just to get back to things, to the pleasure stuff. Okay, if you just go, like, let's say even for me, just going out to a restaurant is stressful from the point of view. Like, let's say even if I go into a restaurant and I eat some crap there, that's good. That messes up my calories, and I just literally after that feel like crap. I don't really feel that I have any. Like that's a thing that's absolutely not important to me. Like, I just literally don't care about that. What's really important for me, like, literally just spending time in the nature. I feel like a really weird person, like a recreationalist or some kind of weird crap. But yeah, like, okay, freaking just take me and these great memories that I have with my dad, like, okay, literally, what's a great memory? Like, just, there was a thunderstorm, like a huge freaking thunderstorm outside. And my dad told me, like, okay, let's freaking go and chase the thunderstorm. I was like, okay, let's freaking go. And that was just so freaking amazing. Then we just stopped on the field and just were looking as the thunders were hitting the, we're just like on the sky. Like literally, like, okay, that's freaking great. I like that. Like diving with fishes and like snorkeling, I would say. In terms of diving, like, I'm not a big fan of that. I'm like just okay with that. When I was swimming with sharks, like, I'm okay with that. I don't really want to pursue diving because I don't want to really die prematurely, and I'm like just okay with that. I've done it in the past. It wasn't my piece of cake. In terms of, like, for example, even pets and animals, I'm like just literally not the type of a person who really likes them. I'm not sure if this is politically correct or so. I'm just literally just rather focusing my time on doing other stuff in which I'm really better at. And performing is my part. Just kind of being mechanical and the things that I'm working on. And I'm just going to keep in with a spin on that. What else would I share with you? That's a great question. You can do, like, I would even say this. You can become really good at something if you just invest. Like, even right now, like, it's literally crazy how great of a nuance you have in the craft when you are, like, when you invest 2,500 hours into something that you're doing. Because, like, even in the, like, there are essentially four levels of competence that you can have. The first one, or, like, even five ones. Five levels. The first one is, like, literally you don't know what you don't know. Which means, like, let's say, if there would be some new kind of weird kind of sport, like, let's say, I'm not sure, like racing snails or some kind of weird crap. Like, let's say that would be a sport, or, like, that would be a hobby. Like, you really don't know that you don't know that stuff. And then the second part, I'm like, let's transition from racing snails because it's too ridiculous. Like, let's say, the second part is, just my microphone is doing weird stuff. Like, you kind of, like, are starting to grasp the basics, but you need to, like, think about it constantly. Like, let's say I was playing golf, mini golf, like, 3 weeks ago in Dubai. I just literally had to put all of my mental capability of just being able to hit the ball, even though I, like literally was one of the worst plays that I've ever seen on that because I never played it before. So, like, that was, like, you can, like, know it. You're able to have some competence in that, but, like, it's you have your full focus on that. Then the next level is just kind of, like, you get better at it, but you still kind of need to think about it. And then the last level is just literally is kind of, like, subconscious competence that you, like, literally, let's say for me going to the gym, I don't even think about going to the gym. I just, like, put on my podcast, on my headphones, I just go there. I didn't even, like, I just, like, kind of even have it specified, like, okay, for example, for me tomorrow is going to be a leg day, so I'm just going to go there. I'm going to do, like, 6 to 8 sets of lunges. Then I'm going to do some ab work, and in about 35 minutes, I'm going to just be okay with that and go up here, and I literally don't think about that anymore. And then, like, the last level is the level of mastery, and I just, like, right now, I'm going, or even, like just deconstructing it even in a better way. Mastery usually takes around 10,000 hours of dedicated practice. I've read it a few years ago, or, like, when I was, like, 15 years old, and I literally even back then told myself, like, oh, Jesus Christ, 10,000 hours, who would be so ridiculous to work so many hours just to reach mastery? And right now, I'm in a position where I'm trying to reach it in less than 2 years. So I would say, like it just becomes so much more freaking fun. And, like, right now, I'm just literally starting to enjoy the stuff that I'm doing way more. Because I'm essentially becoming better at it. And it's the second month, third month that I'm doing this stuff full time. So it takes time. But it's definitely worth it. So, yeah, just eliminating all the stuff that's not essential just for you to be able to have the purest essence of the life that you really want to be living. What else? Not sure if there's anything else. I'm just, like, planning the next steps after 70 days. I'm going to be leaving Vienna for good, I guess. And that's about it. So, it was great speaking to you. Have a blessed rest of the day, and I'm your biggest fan. Gonna catch you soon. Bye-bye.